For this book club, only icons need apply. By Susanna Schroffsdorf. Candace Bergen is probably only half kidding when she says that Book Club, the new movie in which she stars with Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, and Mary Steenburgen, is about, quote, glamorous geezers having sex, unquote. Sure, the plot revolves around four older women reading Fifty Shades of Grey, and that does precipitate a little over 70 sex, parenthetically, and a lot of talking about it. But the male love interests here, parenthetically Richard Dreyfuss, Don Johnson, Andy Garcia, and Craig T. Nelson, are supporting players, comic foils for funny, sexy women. There's plenty of over-the-top romance, and most of the expected boxes get checked. Parenthetically, almost everyone couples up in the end. The heart of the story, though, is about friendship, both on screen and off. From the minute these four women walk into the garden at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills for tea and tiny macaroons, it's obvious that they really like one another. This is the first time any of them have worked together, but it seems as if they, like their characters, have known one another for ages. Or so we want to believe. With people who have been so famous for so long, the lines between the individuals and their roles inevitably blur. That's especially true with this movie. The production budget was so small that some of the clothing the actors wear is their own, from Keaton's wide belts to Fonda's slim pantsuits. Co-producers and writers Aaron Sims and Bill Holderman, parenthetically, who also directed, wrote one character with Keaton in mind and revised another for Fonda after she deemed the original script too simplistic. The filmmakers were also advised to cast younger, older women. All the leads of a Steenburgen are over 70. They wisely declined and ended up with a roster of icons with four Oscars and six Emmys between them. Despite all that talent, they had to finance the film independently before it was acquired for distribution.